last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to another session of The Last Savior. In this program, we discuss about Imam Zaman alayhi salam, and we try to get the most updated information about Imam of our time from our experts. And today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Dr. Karibi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we have been discussing for quite a few sessions now about the signs of the reappearance of Imam Zama. And we are discussing the heavenly cry. In the previous episode, we talked about the content of this cry, the message of this cry. And now, in the concluding episode, you said about the commands, what we are supposed to be doing at that time. So I would want you to give a gist of those two commands, and we have more in this regard.
Sure. So as you rightly mentioned, we said that we can divide these messages into two parts. Some of them are about some news and information about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, his name, the name of his father and mother, and genealogy and honorific title. And second of all, some narrations refer to some commands mentioned by this heavenly cry addressing all the people.
Right.
Now, the first command is for the people to go to the city of Mecca.
Right.
As I mentioned in the previous session, one narration is mentioned by Huzaifa from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, as saying that, فَالْحَقُوا بِمَكَّةَ. The heavenly cry addressing all the people commands them to go to the city of Mecca to help Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, who is reappearing in this city. But this narration is weak and also is not mentioned by Shia sources. We said that there is also a narration in Shia sources, and we promised to mention that narration in today's episode. This is from Abu Basir, who quotes Imam Baqir alayhi salam as saying, فَإِذَا نَادَى فَالنَّفِيرُ النَّفِيرُ. So according to this narration, the command to go to the city of Mecca is not a message or a command in the cry itself. Rather, the Imam says that when you hear the heavenly cry, then go, go. Meaning that twice the Imam says, An-Nafir, referring to the fact that you need to go to the city of Mecca.
All right.
Because the Imam continues to say that, فَوَاللَّهِ لَكَأَنِّي أَنْدُرُ إِلَيْهِ بَيْنَ الرُّكْنِ وَالْمَقَامِ. It is, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is as if I'm watching him, the Imam, between Rukn and Maqam, which are around Kaaba. The point about this narration is that when it comes to the chain of the narration, it is not authentic. But we can understand from other narrations that for sure one of the duties of all the Shia, of the followers of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we said that the majority of the people would believe in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is to help Imam as soon as the Imam is
calling upon them.
He has reappeared. He is now trying to prepare an army. And it might differ from some people to one person to another. For some people, they need to go to the city of Mecca. And for other people, they may remain in their cities to help the Imam. So,
depends.
In and of itself, the beginning is a step is for the people to go to the city of Mecca to help the Imam.
Right.
But maybe it's not possible to claim that millions of people should go to that city.
Okay.
It depends on every person's duty and responsibility, the geographical place where he lives, and so on and so forth.
Right.
The second command mentioned by the heavenly cry is to follow the Imam. We know that this heavenly cry is not only for the Shia. All the people will come to this question later, that who are the audience of this heavenly cry. All the people all around the world are the addresses of this call, and all of them, they hear the call. So it's not only for the Shia, for the Muslims. All the people are asked by this heavenly cry to follow Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. For example, one narration reads, Fattabahu, one of the commands mentioned in this heavenly cry is that follow him. So follow him. Kamaluddin, volume 2, page 60, hadith number 5. Or Fasma'u lahu wa ati'u, listen to him and follow him and obey him.
Right. We'll discuss that more after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We are with Dr. Karimi talking about the heavenly cry and the commands related to it. Yes, Dr. Karimi.
Having said that, there is a third command or message in the heavenly cry, according to some narrations from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, which are mentioned by Nu'mani in his Al-Ghiba, page 275. There are three narrations quoted by Abdullah bin Sanan from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. According to this narration, or these three narrations, one of the commands of this heavenly cry is asking for people to stop killing each other.
Yeah.
Showing that before the uprising of the Imam and his reappearance, many people are involved in fighting each other, in killing each other. So this heavenly cry asks them or commands them to stop fighting each other and killing each other.
Okay.
For example, one narration reads, a caller from the heaven will call out the name of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. He will say, Ala innal amra li fulan ibn fulan. Now the amr, the issue, meaning the imamate, the authority, is for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. فَفِيمَ الْقِتَالِ So why you are fighting each other? Why you are killing each other?
Okay.
So this means that one of the other commands of the heavenly cry is for people to stop fighting and killing each other. And the last point regarding the content of this heavenly cry is that according to one narration, we have a heavenly cry addressing Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself. And this is also interesting. So up until now, we quoted the narrations, which tell us that the heavenly cry addresses all the people, introducing the Imam, commanding the people to follow the Imam and go to the city of Mecca, stop killing each other. But we have one narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, according to which there is a heavenly cry addressing Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself.
Okay.
So this narration reads, Yunadi bismil qa'im ya fulan ibn fulan qum. This heavenly cry mentions the name of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, says, O so and so, son of so and so, for example, O Mahdi, son of Imam Haskal alayhi salam, qum, rise.
Okay.
Begin your uprising.
Okay.
This is mentioned in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 287, hadith number 64. And we have similar narrations, for example, some narrations refer to a heavenly cry when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam reappears. That cry says, قُمْ يَا وَلِيَ اللَّهِ فَقْتُ الْأَعْدَاءَ اللَّهِ Rise, O friend of God, guardian of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth, فَقْتُ الْأَعْدَاءَ اللَّهِ and kill the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these narrations are different from the heavenly cry that we are talking about as one of the definite signs for the Imam.
Reappear.
We have different calls, heavenly cries and calls, some of them addressing Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But the one that is one of the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is addressing the people as I mentioned, introducing the imam.
Right.
And second of all, commanding the people to follow the imam and stop killing each other. And according to some narrations, to go to the city of Mecca.
All right. We'll discuss more with you, Dr. Karimi, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We are with Dr. Karimi talking about Heavenly Cry. We have discussed a lot of narrations, talking about the content of this cry, talking about the commands for the people when they hear this cry. And now, Dr. Karimi, you before we went to break, you said that this cry is addressing people. Now, I want to know, who are the people? Who is the audience hearing this cry?
Again, regarding the audience of this heavenly cry, there are,
Opinion?
No, there are a great number of the narrations.
Okay.
Again, referring to the significance of this definite sign. Now, all the narrations agree that all the people of the earth, all the people on the earth, they hear this heavenly cry.
Okay.
And this is mentioned in the narrations with different phrases. For example, according to some narrations, all the people in the east and all the people in the west, meaning all the people on the earth, they will hear the heavenly cry. فَيَسْمَعُ مَنْ بِالْمَشْرِقِ وَمَنْ بِالْمَغْرِبِ. All the people in the east and the west will hear the call. Or يَسْمَعُ أَهْلُ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Or فَيَسْمَعُ مَا بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ إِلَى الْمَغْرِبِ. These are mentioned in four narrations and telling the fact that no one is excluded. All the people will hear the call.
Right.
The other phrase mentioned in the narrations is that أَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ. All the people, or جَمِيعُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. All the inhabitants of the earth will hear the heavenly call.
Right.
فَيُؤْمِنُ أَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا سَمِعُوا الصَّوْتَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. The imam says, the people of the earth, all the inhabitants on the planet earth, they will believe Imam Mahdi alayhi salam when they hear the voice from the heaven.
Heaven.
Or يَسْمَعُهُ جَمِيعُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. All the people of the earth will hear it. And the other narration reads, يُعْلِنُ بِسْمِهِ. The heavenly call mentions the name of the imam. وَيَسْمَعُهُ كُلُّ خَالْقِ. All the people will hear the voice. Third group of narrations refer to the fact that not only the people, but rather all the creatures will hear the voice.
Nice.
And this is also interesting, which can be a miracle. We have only one narration regarding this, of course. The Imam says, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, as quoted by Abu Basir, there is no creature created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which has a soul, including the animals, that all of them will hear the heavenly cry. Al-Ghiba by Nu'man.
All right, so it's not just human beings. It's
according to this one narration,
all the
it's
creatures.
Not only human beings.
Okay.
All creatures, at least those with, a soul.
Right.
Even animal soul, they will hear the heavenly call.
Cry.
And this is not, very far based on the Islamic teachings that وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ, that every creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Indeed.
In one way or another.
Indeed.
The next point mentioned in the narrations is that, as I mentioned, the heavenly call is not specific to one group of people. And this was the question of Zurara, who asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and the Imam says that it is inclusive. All the people will hear it. Every nation, every people will hear the voice in their own language. It's not necessarily through the technology that we are familiar with. It can be through a miracle that this is a heavenly call, that every person, every nation hears that call with his or her own language.
Right.
The narration is quoted in Kamaluddin, Volume 2, page 556.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, for that information. And we'll, inshallah, discuss more with you in the upcoming sessions. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.